Good morning, I'm Mark Brazell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. The summer festival season is underway with the Taste of Cincinnati this weekend and Memorial Day commemorations. Linda Antas from the Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network is here to share more fun things to do and places to visit in the area for your summer vacation. And learn how you can provide input for the new carousel being built at the Smale Riverfront Park. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati Council is likely to approve a budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st by the end of next week. Public hearings on the spending plan concluded this week. Preventing park cuts and saving public safety jobs were the focus of many speakers. Some are asking council not to reduce funding for the Parks Department. The board that runs those facilities has threatened closures and reduced maintenance if the city manager's budget is adopted. Downtown resident Thomas Hankison says some research has tied public safety to public spaces.
The basis here is that design and maintenance of public spaces send signals to law-abiding citizens and to lawbreakers. Those signals are about what behaviors are acceptable in public spaces and who owns those areas.
The city manager proposed increasing the admission fee for the Crone Conservatory by 50 cents and asked the department to lay off 7 full-time employees. But the park board is proposing different measures. Other speakers urge council to prevent police officers and firefighters from being laid off. Resident Heather Wiggle says the city should save police officers who work in the city's school buildings.
Police officers cannot be replaced through fundraising or volunteer efforts. So we can either keep them on the job now when they have a positive impact on the young and impressionable, or we can acknowledge that we have no real intention of keeping our streets safe. Better to secure the barn than try to catch the horses once they've escaped.
Others lobbied the police department to continue its cadet program for young people. The number of police officers and firefighters who could be laid off has been shrinking. At first, both were well over 100. But now one plan that appears to have the support of a council majority calls for no fire layoffs and only 25 police layoffs. Council members are working on a plan to close a $35 million deficit for the budget that begins July 1st. Tea Party members outraged by the recent IRS scandal involving workers in Cincinnati took to Fountain Square this week. They carried signs and chanted while marching to the federal building, where Cincinnati Tea Party President Ann Becker took to the megaphone. Becker says someone needs to stand up for the Constitution and the individual, regardless of political party. Tea Party members say an apology isn't enough. They're calling for concrete and transparent steps to ensure something like this doesn't happen again. For its part, the IRS says while its employees acted inappropriately, they were not driven by political bias. Hamilton County commissioners are ordering the Metropolitan Sewer District suspend work until the city of Cincinnati changes a new hiring policy. The county owns MSD, but it's operated by the city. Commissioners passed a resolution stopping work on all projects affected by the city's policy. The county argues the policy, which requires an apprenticeship program, unfairly excludes many non-union companies from bidding on construction jobs. Board President Chris Monzel says the county wants it reversed right away.
We will not be financing any Metropolitan Sewer District projects as long as those illegal procurement policies that were passed by City Council were still being followed.
Council members who support the hiring ordinance, however, aren't backing down. Council member Chris Seelbach says job training is important for building a skilled local workforce. During this week's City Council meeting, another council member tried to discuss the county's resolution, but the vice mayor ruled it out of order. Since attorneys for the city and county say each is in the right, the issue could be headed for a courtroom. State Representative Connie Pillage from Montgomery announced this week she'll take on Republican incumbent Josh Mandel for the Ohio Treasurer's Office in 2014. The third-term state representative is an attorney and a retired Air Force captain. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson says Ohio Democratic Party leaders have long been interested in Pillage as a statewide candidate because of her track record for raising money and winning in GOP districts.
Pillage is one of these people who has survived as a Democrat in a fairly Republican district. And that's one of the reasons why the Ohio Democratic Party likes her. as a potential statewide candidate, but she is now officially in that race for 2014.
She's the second Hamilton County Democrat to announce a run for statewide office in 2014, joining former County Commissioner David Pepper, who's running for Ohio Attorney General. It's not yet known if she'll have a primary opponent. A new research collaboration aims to find the unknown causes of preterm birth. The March of Dimes says its Prematurity Research Center will include the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, Ohio State University, and Case Western Reserve University. Dr. Jolie Simpson is the Senior Vice President of Research and Global Programs for the March of Dimes. He says a great deal of work has been done to decrease preterm births, and there have been successes, but the frequency remains unacceptably high.
In Ohio, we believe that the talent at the three universities in aggregate is such that we can make a real difference in terms of finding out the actual explanations for preterm birth. And, of course, once we do that, we're in a much better shape to treat.
Four hospitals, including Cincinnati Children's, are also part of the Ohio Collaborative. The March of Dimes says it intends to invest $10 million in the program during the next 5 years. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.